بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. We continue our readings in the treatise القواعد الأربعة, the four fundamental principles by the great Imam الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. We begin this evening, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبِعَوْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, reading from Al-Qa'idah Al-Thaniyah. Al-Qa'idah Al-Thaniyah, the second principle. The second principle. The author, he says, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا دَعَوْنَاهُمْ وَتَوَجَّهْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا لِطَالِبِ الْقُرْبَةِ وَالشَّفَاعَةِ. He said that they are saying that those mushrikun, those who disbelieved in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who the Prophet fought them sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mushrikun in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, we do not call on them or supplicate to them, or we do not turn to them in devotion or devote ourselves to them in worship, except to seek from them nearness and an intercession. To seek to them nearness, and he seek by way of them nearness and an intercession. He says, فَدَلِيلُ الْقُرْبَةِ, and the proof for the fact that they seek nearness by way of their false gods, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the statement of Allah the Most High, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِيمَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. He mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of which is for the proof that the mushrikun in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever they mentioned about why they worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal, that they seek nearness from them to Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of that which is that those who have taken awliya, gods, aliha, besides Allah Azza wa Jal, they say, we do not worship them except to draw us near to Allah. We do not worship them except only to draw us near to Allah. Allah, he says, verily Allah, he will judge between them and that which they differ. And verily Allah, he does not guide the one who is a liar and the disbeliever. The author, he says, وَدَلِيلُ الشَّفَاعَةِ, and the evidence for the shafa'ah and the intercession. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. He says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal that which does not harm them, nor does it benefit them. And then they say, these are our intercessors. These are our intercessors with Allah. So the author, he says, وَالشَّفَاعَةُ شَفَاعَتَانِ, شَفَاعَةٌ مَنْفِيَّةٌ وَالشَّفَاعَةٌ مُثْبَتَةٌ. That the intercession is two types. The intercession is two types. There's an intercession that has been negated, meaning the intercession in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which has come in the authentic texts. There is a shafa'a, an intercession that is negated, and an intercession that is affirmed. That is affirmed. There's two types. So the author, he says, فَالشَّفَاعَةُ الْمَنْفِيَّةُ, the intercession that is negated, مَا كَانَتْ تُطْلَبُ مِنْ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ فِي مَا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The intercession that is negated in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that is requested or sought from other than Allah. The one that is sought from other than Allah. The one that is sought from other than Allah for something that only Allah has the ability to do. That only Allah has the ability to do. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And the evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High, and oh, he says, O you who believe, spend of that which we have provided for you before a day comes that there is no trading, nor is there any friendship or an intercession. And the disbelievers, they are the oppressors. So the author, he says, وَالشَّفَاعَةُ الْمُثْبَتَةُ هِيَ الَّتِي تُطْلَبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and the shafa'ah that has been affirmed, the intercession that has been affirmed in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is the one that is sought from Allah. It is the one, the intercession that is sought from Allah. The author, he says, وَالشَّافِعُ مُقْرَمٌ بِالشَّفَاعَةِ, and the one who intercedes, he is honored with intercession. It's an honor for him. He's honored with intercession. وَالْمَشْهُوعُ لَهُ, and the one who receives the intercession, مَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ وَعَمَلَهُ بَعْدَ الْإِذْنِ, the one who is able to receive the intercession, he is the one who Allah is pleased with him, pleased with his speech and pleased with his actions. And this will be after the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, the author says, just as Allah has said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي, and who can intercede with him, meaning with Allah Azza wa Jal, except with his permission. Except with his permission. The author clarified in the first principle that those people the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to Islam and he fought them, they disbelieved in him and turned away from him and they rejected his call, and in turn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought them, and they were considered disbelievers and mushrikun, they were kufar, and they were idol worshippers, mushrikun, polytheists. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qatalahum, he fought them because of this belief. They had the belief that there's only one creator. They had the belief that Allah is the creator. They had the belief that Allah is the sustainer and the provider. They had this belief, the belief in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, the belief in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. But this did not enter them into Islam. This did not enter them into Islam. This is how we finished the previous principle. Now a person, he will think about that, and he will say, if that's the case, then where was their shirk? Where was their disbelief? They believe Allah is the creator. They believe that Allah, he sends the rain. They believe that Allah, he gives life and he gives death. How did they not enter into Islam? What prohibited them from entering into Islam? So now this is a principle here clarifying that. So this principle here is the answer to that question. Answer to the question, what is it that caused them to deviate after believing in the one creator and the one sustainer and provider, and that nothing sends the rain, no one can send the rain except for Allah, and that no one can control the hearing and the seeing except for Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a provision from Allah that no one gives life and gives death except Allah Azza wa Jal. Then after that, they still disbelieved. What did they do? What was it that caused them to remain upon this disbelief? And this is a clarification that the tawheed that is required, the tawheed that is required for a person to enter into Islam after confessing to the first tawheed, ar-rububiyyah, and the asma of Allah Azza wa Jalla, his sifat, his lordship, then after that it requires one to worship him. And this is where they went wrong. This is where they went wrong. This is where they were misguided. And this is where they left the straight path and their means of misguidance. But what type of shirk was it? What type of shirk was it? This is the author, he's clarifying for this. And it's very important for a believer to know, so that he will not be misled. And for a Muslim in this life to know. And many of the Muslims, they have been misled from misunderstanding this principle right here. From misunderstanding this principle right here. So the second principle, it is a clarification and a completion of the first principle. It's a clarification and a completion of the first principle. That they believed in this, but they did not enter into Islam. Then why were they worshipping the idols then? They're still worshipping idols. Somebody, he believes that there's the one who sends the rain from the sky is Allah Azza wa Jal. He believes that the one who can cure and the one who can give life and death is Allah Azza wa Jal. Then why is he still worshipping idols? And why is he still worshipping the creation? This is the answer here. This is the answer to that question. What is the answer? They say, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ, this is exactly where he starts, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا دَعُونَاهُمْ, because they say this, we didn't call on them. We're not calling on them. وَمَتَ وَجَّهْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ We did not direct our hope in them and our and calling on them and devotion to them إِلَّا لِطَالِبِ الْقُرْبَ وَالشَّفَاعَةِ So they have two shubha. They have two shubuhat, يعني شبحتاني خبيثتاني. They have two misunderstandings and misguided doubts with regards to this. They said, we only called on them and we only directed our devotion to them or our worship to them or our attention to them not because we believe that they're creators, not because we believe that they sustain or provide for us from the sky, not because we believe that they are in the control of the affair, but only to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one that we believe, the one who is the creator, the one who is the provider, the one who is the sustainer. We don't believe that our gods, they create themselves. We don't believe that our gods, that they send the rain from the sky. We only worship them. We only call on them. We only supplicate to them. We only devote ourselves to them in worship in order to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jal, as a means to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, as a means to take intercession. As a means to take intercession. So this is the case. This is the origin of their shirk. The origin of the shirk of the mushrikeen. The ones who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he was sent to. What is their shirk? Their shirk is they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Creator. They believe in Him that He's the Creator. They believe in Him that He's the Sustainer. But they worship other than Him, seeking to draw near to Him, taking intercessors, having intercession. So this is the case of the beginning. This is how they were in the beginning, and even their idols. Some of them were from stone. Some of them were from rock. Some of them were from wood. Some of them were their trees. They had idols that they worshipped. They didn't believe that these idols themselves, and they didn't worship them themselves, like the stone itself. But rather they believed that these are symbols for righteous people, or for the souls of the angels, and the likes like this, that the souls of the angels or the souls of the righteous, they would come into their idols. And they're not worshipping the stone itself, but the soul. They believe that the angels are the souls of angels or the souls of jinn or the souls of the righteous people before them. Like this, there would be righteous people before them. And then after that, this is even mentioned in Sahih Bukhari by Ibn Abbas, that first, when shirk first came, that there were righteous people in the time of Noah. Before that. And the people used to honor them and respect them. And then whenever they died, Shaitan came and he had them put pictures there and arrangements there. And then he put idols there. And they remembered those righteous people by way of these idols and the likes like this. So these names, and then they named those idols and those that they worshipped and those stones that they carved, the names of those righteous people. The names of those righteous people. So this was their, this is, and then they would seek nearness to them by way of them. So this is their shubha. They think, for example, that they say that he's deficient. He has sins. He has weakness. He has disobedience. He's far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. But this righteous, he was a righteous man. He's close to Allah Azza wa Jal. He has a good relationship. Allah loves him. He's the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they call on him to bring him close to Allah Azza wa Jal. They call on another one to take as a means to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal by way of them. Or to take them as an intercessor. So this is what they're saying. Say, we do not call on them. We did not devote our worship to them except to seek nearness by way of them, or to take them as intercessors. Intercessors with who? With Allah. To seek nearness with to who? To Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the way of the methodology of the author. He said, what's the proof for this? For example, if we said today, if we ask somebody today, somebody who claims to be a Muslim, and he worships the grave, what would he say? I'm not worshiping the grave. What do they say? They say the same shubha. They say the exact same thing. I'm not worshiping him. He's the wali. He's close to Allah. I'm asking him for intercession. If he's pleased with me, he will intercede for me with Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm taking them for nearness. He's my intercessor with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what they say. This is the same thing that this shirk has been entered into the ummah until today. This is the shirk of the mushrikun in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what the author, he wants to clarify, so that we can be aware of that shirk and that we can know and stay away from it. That this here is the same shirk, because this is the shubha that they have. So we don't worship, oh, that's our imam, or this is our, he was a righteous man, or he was more pious than me. He was close to Allah Azza wa Jal. As for me, I have this sins and weaknesses. So then they call on him, or they slaughter for him, or they seek aid and relief in him, and the likes like this, in order to draw them near or to intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal. Until this day they have this. Until this day they have the shirk in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the shirk of the mushrikun that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to. This is the shirk of the mushrikun that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to. That they worship idols, they worship stones, they worship trees. Some of them worship angels or jinn. They worship different gods. Some of them worship prophets, whatever the case may be, not for them themselves. They didn't worship that stone or that idol or believe that that soul that was there or the jinn that is there or the angels or whatever it is that they worship. They didn't worship for itself. They didn't believe that it was the one worthy of worship itself, but rather they take it as an intercessor or they take it as a means to get near to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is shirk. This is shirk. Rather, this is the shirk of those people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to and he fought them. And he fought them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the author, he's telling us this. He's telling us this. So then if they say, no, I'm not worshipping them, I'm just calling on them. So then what do we say then? He said, dua, you're calling on them. Dua, you're calling on them for nearness. Dua, this is ibadah. He says, no, it's not. He said, no, it's not. I'm asking them right now to just to ask Allah to help me. Huh? What do we say? They can't hear you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Again, one of those hadith, everybody should memorize. Only three words. We can all memorize it tonight. I can't remember the narrator right now, but it's in Tirmidhi. The Prophet says, it's authentic narration. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Huwa al-ibadah. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Du'a, it is actually worship. This is the reality of worship. To call on Allah. To hope in Allah for benefit. To hope in Allah, to call on Him with the heart, to call on Him with the tongue, to call on Him with one's state and His being, to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for His mercy, hoping for His aid, and hoping for His help. To invoke and call on Allah azza wa jal, hoping that He will protect. Like this, this is called dua, this is supplication. So these people, what are they doing? They're giving their dua to these, to the dead, and to the people in the graves, and likewise to their false gods, and the likes like this. So this is supplication. This is supplication. And Allah mentioned Himself in His book, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. That if my servants ask you about me, verily I am near. I respond to the caller whenever he calls me. I respond to the caller whenever he calls me. Many verses in the, this is came in Surah Al-Baqarah. Many verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, they begin, if they ask you, then tell them this. Or they ask you, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عن الأحلة يسألونك عن المحيط. They ask you about the moon. They ask you about the menses. They ask you about this. They ask you about that. And the Prophet ﷺ, and Allah would command the Prophet to say this. Say this, قل this. And this verse here, Allah didn't say if they ask you. Allah said if to say to them. Rather, He mentioned directly. Directly, or excuse me. Whenever He says they ask you about this, then Allah, He will say قل. He will say, say, O Muhammad, this, this, and this, like this. Allah will mention this. Say, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ يَسَأَلُونَكَ عَنَ الْمَحِيدُ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَن. Say, it is harm. It is harmful, like this. Allah will say, قُلْ. But whenever He mentioned supplication, He didn't say, قُلْ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Verily, I am near. Meaning, there's no mediator. There's no mediator in supplication. There's no mediator in supplication. It's direct with Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever a servant, he wants to call on Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not need a mediator. He calls on Him directly. And this is Tawheed. And to take a mediator, this is shirk. This is shirk. This is shirk. This is the shirk of the mushrikeen at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just to summarize, if we were to ask somebody, what was the shirk of the mushrikun in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was their deen? What did they believe in? What did Abu Jahl believe in? Did Abu Jahl believe in Allah? He believed in Allah. Yes. How? Okay. How did he believe in Allah? All of them. They believed that Allah, He's the creator, that He is the provider and the sustainer, that He is the one who gives life, and they believe that He's the one who gives death, and they believe that He's the one who sends the rain, and He creates the children in the wombs, and the likes like this. This is Allah Azza wa Jalla. But what do they do? Do they worship Him alone? Where do they associate partners with Allah in worship? And with their idols. How did they do that? Do they believe their idols create too? They didn't believe their idols create. Do they believe their idols can provide the baby? They don't believe their idols can comfort. Do they believe their idols send the rain? They don't believe their idols. What do they believe their idols do? They bring them close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They take them as mediators. They take them as intercessors. They take them as a means of nearness. They take them as a means of nearness. They take them as a means of nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the author, what did he promise? He said it in the end of the introduction. In the end of the introduction, the prophet, the author, what did he say? He said, hopefully Allah will protect you and save you and free you from this web, which is shirk. And how would that be? بِمَعْرِفَةِ أَرْبَعِ قَوَاعِدْ ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِ. This will be by knowing four principles. Allah mentioned them in His book. Again, the author, he's referring back to the book of Allah. Azawajal. He's telling this is what Allah says in His book. And this is by four principles in the book of Allah. And the proof is in the book of Allah, Azawajal, not in the proof of the statement of the author. The author is referring us back to the state. And the proof for this, that they say that. First, he told us, what did they do? They believe that Allah is the creator. He gave us the proof, right? We've seen the proof for that. The author, he mentioned a verse. After that, we've seen other verses too. That's not the only verse that Allah established upon them, that this was their creed. Now he's telling us here, this is what they say. We only seek nearness to them. We only call on them and worship them to seek nearness. The proof is right here. Allah, he says, وَالَذِينَ تَخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ الْآلِهَةَ. He said, those who they have taken besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, awliya, any gods, and allies, gods. What do they say? مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. So they say, we don't worship them, and they're awliya, they're aliha, we don't worship them except to draw us near to Allah. That's what they say. Who said they said that? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said they said that. This is what they say, this is their creed. So that they seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Al-Qurba. Al-Qurba. Al-Wasila. Another word also, Al-Wasila. It has the same meaning. Al-Wasila, Al-Qurba. Well, also Al-Qurba, the one who is near, what does he have? The one you bring close, what does he have from you and you have from him? Al-Qarib, Minka. Al-Wali, Laka. You have what? Huh? Friendship, naam. What's that friendship based upon?
Love.
Love. You have love. You have love. Naam, this is the case. The qurba and the wasila, in order to obtain the qurba, that's to obtain the love. That to obtain the love. So this is also an indication here. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about them. He didn't say, وَالَّذِينَ تَخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. He didn't say, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَعْبُودَاتَ أو آلِهَةَ. In this particular verse, mentioning آلِهَة. Particularly, he said, "Awliya, awliya." Yani, awliya is from the wali. The wali is from the al-wilaya, and the asal of wilaya is al-mahabba. That means that they love their awliya, that they love them. They take them along with Allah Azza wa Jalla, awliya. And they love them, they have an allegiance for them, and in their heart they have a status. And they say, "We don't worship them. We don't love them. Only we worship them to get near to Allah Azza wa Jalla." This is going back to the asal of ibadah, and the asal of ibadah is غايةُ الحبِّ, غاية, the peak of love. نعم, والخضوع والذل, والذل. So here, والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء, and they worship them. Besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, they love them, and they worship them. They say, we don't worship them except to get near to Allah. We don't worship them except for them to draw us near to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, about this verse here. He said, وهذه شبهةٌ وهي التي اعتمدها المشركون في قديم الدهر وحديثه. So this is the shubha, or this is a shubha that the polytheists, they have relied upon the shubha in the beginning of the time and until now. وجاءتهم الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام بردها والنهي عنها. And the messengers, they have come. This is the same shubha that they had in the beginning. This is not a new shubha. This is not a new doubt or misguidance. This is not a new doubt or misguidance. This is from the early days. And he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the messengers, they all have come to refute this shubha right here. The messengers, they have come to refute this shubha right here with da'wah ila ifrad al-ibadati lillahi wahdahu la sharika lah. That this is what the messengers were sent with. This is what the messengers were sent with, to clarify the falsehood of this doubt right here, and to call the people to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone with no partners. وَأَنَّ هَذَا شَيْءٌ اخْتَرَعَهُ الْمُشْرِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ لَمْ يَأْذَنْ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَلَا يَرْضَى بِهِ. That this is something that the mushrikun, that they have made up themselves. They have invented this themselves. That this is not something that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with. And this is not something that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has legislated or He has allowed. بَلْ أَبْغَضَهُ وَنَهَى عَنْهُ. Rather, He dislikes this and He has prohibited this. He mentioned the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That verily we have sent to every nation a messenger, calling to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone and to stay away from the false gods. This is what all the messengers they came with. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. That we have not sent any messenger before you except we revealed to him that there is nothing worthy of worship except for me. So worship me alone. This is the way of the mushrikun. Even before the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the very beginning, that they took idols like this and they used them as intercessors and seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. They seek nearness to these idols in order to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking the pleasure and worshipping these idols and giving them a portion of the worship which is the right of Allah in order to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been narrated from Ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhuma in Sahih Muslim that the mushrikun, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to make tawaf around the house. They used to make tawaf around the Kaaba. And they used to say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika labbaik, illa sharikan huwa laka, tamliku huwa ma malik. They used to say this. This was their talbiyah. The talbiyah of the mushrikeen. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Similar like the Muslims. Huh? Oh Allah, I respond to you. Oh Allah, I respond to you. La sharika, no partner do you have. But here, at this time, the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he would hear them say this, they would say, La sharika lak. And the Prophet would say, Qad, like this, Qad, yani, yakfikum, don't say anything else. And he stopped there. They would say, La sharika lak. And then after that, instead of stopping, the Prophet would tell them, stop, this is enough. But what would they say? Illa sharikan huwa lak. Tamriku huwa ma malik. Except for a partner that you have, that's for you, and you own it and that which it owns. And that which it owns. There's no partner you have there. You have no partner except the partner that you own. And you own that which it owns. Like this, for their intercessors. This was in their talbiyah. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what their creed was. The creed of the mushrikun. They believe and the creator and the sustainer and the provider and the one who gives life and gives death is Allah alone, and he has no partner in that, but they associate partners with him in worship. And that the reality of that particular association is seeking nearness and taking intercessors. Taking intercessors. The author, he mentioned also for the proof, for the shafa'ah. What is shafa'ah? Intercession. What does that mean? Not in worship in the dunya, for example. Shafa'ah in the dunya can be permissible. Shafa'ah in the dunya can be permissible. مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شِفَاعَةٍ حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ نَسِيبٌ مِنْهَا. Now whoever does a good intercession, then he has a portion of that good, and a good teed from that. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِشْفَعُوا تُؤْجَرُوا. To intercede and you will be rewarded. And this is with regards to affairs in the dunya. What is the reality of the shafa'ah linguistically, like this in the dunya? And so that we understand the meaning of shafa'ah.
To get in front of.
There's three parties, right? There has to be three parties. Somebody has something somebody wants. Somebody knows that person real well. The other person, he knows the person who knows the person real well. Like this. To make it easy. Somebody wants, for example, somebody is looking for a job. There's a boss of the job. there's another person who is family member, for example, or a good friend, or a associate at work with that. He has a good relationship with that boss. Then there's somebody who doesn't know that boss at all, but he knows that person right there. So he knows that person right there is close to that person right there. So he knows if he goes by himself, he might be rejected, or his chances are less. But if he gets the help of that person to combine with him, now he is stronger. And he can get near to him, and hopefully he will intercede for him on his behalf, and then possibly he'll get the job. And this is permissible. This is permissible. In something, if somebody has the ability to do it, this is permissible. Somebody knows somebody else, and he's able to bring him to that person and to help them out. This is something that's permissible. For example, somebody wants to get married. He knows someone who has a daughter. He doesn't know him himself. He said, you know, I don't know the brother. Can you talk to him on my behalf? Tell him, you know me, and I'm looking for a daughter like this. He would take him as an intercessor. This is the case. This is the case. And so this here is permissible with something that is permissible in the deen to take an intercessor for this reason. And even the person who is able to intercede for his brother, then he should do that. And he will have a reward. So this is the meaning of intercession. It's from the verb shafa'a. Shafa'a is the opposite of witr. The opposite of witr, and he won. So whenever there's two of them, he becomes stronger. And that second one, he's hoping he's going to bring him close to the one he wants to have his need taken care of. Intercessors. Shufa'a. The kings in the dunya, they have shufa'a. Sah? They have intercessors. The kings of the dunya, they have shufa'a, and they have wujaha. People who come to them and inform them about other people and intercede for them on their behalf and the likes like this. Sah? Like presidents, they have delegates under their care. They come to them and they intercede on behalf of this one or on behalf of that one. And this is because that king, he needs to have these delegates, and he needs to have these people who intercede on behalf of others, because he's not aware of what's going on in his kingdom entirely. There may be people who are in need. There may be people who are further away. He has no aware of them. They have needs to be taken care of. So he will have others go out for him, and he will see the needs, and they'll come back and intercede before him and inform them about the needs of others and the likes like this. Also, that king, so he'll take there will be an intercessor between him and the people. Why? Because the king, he needs that because of deficiency. He needs that because of deficiency, because he can't see everybody in his kingdom. He can't see everybody in his kingdom. Likewise, maybe there's somebody in his kingdom and he doesn't care about them. Under his authority, he doesn't care about them. But the intercessor, he will come and he will lighten him up, and he will lighten, soften him up, so that he will give them, fulfill their needs. He will fulfill their needs. Not because of his care for the king's care for those people, but because of his relationship with the intercessor. And then even then, the king or the leader or the president or the person of authority, likewise, sometimes maybe he has a need for that intercessor. And that intercessor, he might intercede for him and also connect him with other good things. So he's also afraid to lose his relationship with that intercessor. So he has a bit of a need for him likewise, because he's connecting him. The person, the shufa'a, the wujaha, and the wuzara, they're also connecting him with other relations and other ties. So the king here, he is in need of these intercessors. We understand that. One reason, because he doesn't know what's going on with everybody under his authority. The other reason, that he needs him also to help him run some of the affairs inside of his kingdom under his authority. So this, from this aspect, those taken intercessors with Allah Azza wa Jal, they have likened him to the creation. And they have made equals with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is from the most disgusting of these, as we have seen before, to liken the creator with the creation, to liken the king of the worlds and the king of the heavens and the earth with the kings of the dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal, he knows everything that's going on in his dunya. He knows everything. There's nothing hidden from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he is the most gracious and the most merciful. And he does not need anyone to take care of anything for him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does it all alone. So to take an intercessor, to have mediators is a deficiency that Allah Azza wa Jal, he's free from. That Allah Azza wa Jal, he's free from. And أَغْنَى شُرَكَاءَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. Allah, he mentioned the hadith Qudsi, hadith Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, أَنَا أَغْنَى شُرَكَاءَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. مَنْ أَشْرَكَ مَعِي وَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِي غَيْرِي تَرَكْتُهُ شِرْكَ. that I'm the most, I'm in the utmost no need of a partner whatsoever. Whoever does a deed associating with me and another than me, I will leave him and his partner. And whether it's an intercession, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَلِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَ جَمِيعًا. And the shafa'ah is from the dominion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They have affirmed that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has the mulk, that he is the malik, that he is the one who created all things and it's all in his hand. From the things that he owns and from the things in his dominion is intercession. And no one can intercede except with his permission. Now, I'm just like, nothing can happen in this universe except with his permission. This is also from his legislation, that nothing, no one can intercede with him except with his permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he mentioned here a very important point, and that is that in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the shafa'ah has come two times. There are verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla where the shafa'ah has been negated, where the intercession has been negated. Before there will come a day, as the author mentioned, that there will be no trade or no friendship and no shafa'ah and no intercession. Naam. And Allah mentioned about them, وَلَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ, that the shafa'ah, the intercession of the intercessors, will not benefit them. So there are many verses that have come in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla where the shafa'ah, huh? فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. أحسن جزاك الله خيرا. فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. So the intercession of the intercessors will not benefit them. There are many verses like this in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla where the intercession has been negated. On the other hand, there are verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla when the intercession has been affirmed. So they're not the same. There's a difference between the two. The author, he mentioned the difference between the two. But what is obligation for a Muslim and the obligation for a believer is that he negates what the shafa'ah that Allah has negated and he affirms the one that Allah has affirmed. This is the correct path. To negate the shafa'ah that Allah has negated and to affirm the shafa'ah that Allah has affirmed. And what do the mushrikun do? They affirm the shafa'ah that Allah has negated. They affirm the shafa'ah that Allah has negated. So the author, he clarified that the shafa'ah has two types. And to summarize, he summarized in a beautiful manner, the shafa'ah that's negated, the one that those mushrikun seek after, is the one that is sought from other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and for something that only Allah can provide. Seeking the shafa'ah, the intercession, calling on and hoping in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and something only Allah can provide. Only Allah can do. Interceding, going to the grave, or going to even another person, interceding, asking for a child, asking for the cure for a loved one, asking for guidance, any guidance of the heart, asking for safety from harm. Somebody he's lost, he doesn't know what to do in his life. Guide me, help me, show me the right way. Any the guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. Like this, going to the dead and asking like this, going to the graves and asking like this, even if it was a prophet. Some people, they may, alhamdulillah, this is from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. A lot of us, we have been raised upon Tawheed, or even raised upon Salafiyyah, alhamdulillah. But others, they may be familiar with this, that in the Ummah there are people like this, that shirk in the Ummah is widespread. And I have mentioned this before in the Dars of Kitab al-Tawheed. And one day I was in the Masjid al-Nabawi. I mentioned some of the stories that I seen myself with my own eyes. I used to read and study about shirk and the shirk in the Ummah, and how they worship graves. Even before I went overseas, I would read the books of the ulama and listen to the durus, and they talk about the shirk in the Ummah and the worship and the grave worshippers and the likes like this. And it's in until you see it, subhanAllah, becomes reality. This stuff, this really happens. It really happens. I was sitting one day in the Prophet's Masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of my friends came to me, and he brought this. It's one of those little books of supplication, of adhkar. Just looks like an innocent book you read for adhkar. A book you get up, you read it, it has adhkar. It begins like this, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then it has some words in looks like Urdu. I don't know what they say. And then it says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You think you're doing good, right? It's a book of adhkar. You go through it. We're looking at it. And he said, my friend, he said, what do you think about this? So we're looking at it like, it's strange. I don't recognize this. I'm not familiar with this type of da'wah material. So we start reading, it has some strange salawat on the Prophet, strange ways. And he's stuff that we thought was strange. And then we turn the page, it says, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin qaddaqat hirati adrikni ya Rasulullah. Adrikni ya Rasulullah. He said, oh Allah, send your salutations and prayers upon our master Muhammad. Verily, daqat hirati, and I have no way out. Catch me, O Messenger of Allah. Save me, O Messenger of Allah. Adrikni ya Rasulullah. Shirk Akbar. Shirk Akbar. You think that's bad? You keep turning the pages. There's different types of salawat. I found this in the Prophet's masjid, laying on the ground in the Prophet's masjid, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is people are taking him as intercessors. They're calling on him besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one he says, Allah Rabbi Muhammadin salla alaihi wasallam. Nahnu ibadu Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Rabbi Muhammad. Oh Allah, Lord of Muhammad. Salla alayhi wa sallam. Send upon him prayers and salutation. Nahnu, it says Nahnu, we ibadu Muhammadin. We are the slaves of Muhammad. We're the slaves of Muhammad. Who knows what it says in Urdu? And who knows what it says in the Sharh? This is something that's found in the and these days. We found this maybe 6 years ago. 6 years ago in the Prophet's message, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned before one time, just to mention that this is the reality in the ummah, the shirk with the graves, the shirk seeking intercessions. Even it's getting so bad, they say this with the slaves of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I entered the masjid one time by the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the west side, and there was a man, the qibla is this way. The grave is right there, and the man is making ruku' this way. The qibla is this way. The grave is here. The man is making ruku' towards the grave. I come in the door. He's in ruku'. Not toward the qibla, toward the grave. Toward the grave. Toward the grave. He's in ruku', making ruku' toward the grave. This is the case. And the shirk is far and has entered the hearts of the people. Many of the people misguided, calling on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on other than Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something that is very common. When I was in the first mustawa, I remember the students, they found something like this. They found something like this. We're in the class of Tawheed, Fath al-Majid. But it was a piece of paper. It had writing on it. They brought it to the teacher. The teacher, we found this in the Prophet's masjid. They're very amazed. They're like, oh, the billah, you won't believe this. We found this in the Prophet's masjid. Can you show this? We want to show the students, what happened. He read it and he said, and it started up, khutbat al-hajjah and the salat of the Prophet. And then after that, he's making dua, calling on the Prophet Muhammad, asking for shifa for a child. Asking for shifa for a child. Oh Allah, cure my child. Messenger of Allah, cure my child. Like this. And then the teacher, he said, no, this is normal. This is normal. This is normal. In the Prophet's masjid, they have a room and they have a box full of these. After that, we found this one. We found papers likewise in the crevice. I've seen it myself. Shirk. Shirk in the ummah. They're Muslims. They spend their money and their life to come for hajj and umrah. And they go to the Prophet's grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they make shirk. They go to the Prophet's grave and they call on him besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is very dangerous. So this is something that the people of the sunnah and the people of tawheed, they should be thankful for. First and foremost. Thankful for, very thankful for, tawheed. The greatest thing to be thankful for is to be thankful for and tawheed, and for guidance to monotheism and purity and creed, and purity and worship, to be guided to the correct path, to tawheed and to sunnah, to salafiyah. And then after that, have a concern for the brothers and sisters, for the family members. Maybe there are family members of some of us that are like this, any Muslims, and they have the shubuhat. And by learning these principles, bi'inillahi ta'ala, a person can refute them and can try to clarify for them and direct them to the correct way. So This is the shafa'a that is negated. This is the qurba that is negated. The shafa'a and the qurba that is sought from other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and something that only Allah can perform. So the shafa'a al-manfiyah, shafa'a al-manfiyah, the one that is negated in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is negated. This is the one that is sought from other than Allah, and something that only Allah can provide, and something that only Allah can provide. It's negated from two things: al-manfiyah, shafa'a al-manfiyah, manfiyatun an al-shafi' wal-mashfu'ilah. It's manfiyah an al-shafi', meaning the aliha, that they don't have the ability to intercede. This is negated. The intercession that is negated in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla is negated from the one who gives the intercession and the one who receives it. Those who seek intercession, those who they believe they can give intercession, they cannot give intercession. This has been negated. Their aliha, their false gods. And this is from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He mentioned and the same verse, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Those who have taken besides Allah Azza wa Jalla awliya, aliha, gods, ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفا. We don't worship them except to draw near to Allah. And Allah mentioned that إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون. Allah will decide between them and judge between them and that which they differ. إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. Allah, He does not guide the one who is a liar and a disbeliever. And He called them liars. They claim this. We don't worship them except to draw us near to Allah. And they're lying. They don't draw them near to Allah. These intercessors that they take as intercessors, they do not draw them near to Allah. Kadib. They're kadibun fi da'wahum, and he's a kadib fi da'wah, that he's a liar in his claim, and likewise kafir bi amrihi, and he's disbelieved with his action. So this here, the manfiyah, it's negated from their aliha. They don't have the ability to intercede whatsoever. And likewise, the one who they intercede for is a disbeliever. And there's no intercession for a disbeliever. So this is negated. The intercession that is negated for the one who intercedes, and the one who is interceded for. The one ever that intercession is sought from other than Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's something that only Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has the ability to perform. Allah mentions about the reality of the shafa'ah. Even He mentioned about the prophets and the likes, and He mentioned mentioning about the prophets, and how they take them as well, they worship them besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah, He says, لَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى, that they cannot even intercede except for whoever Allah is pleased with. That those prophets and those angels that are near to Allah, meaning those who can intercede, and the intercession that is affirmed is the intercession that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. There is an intercession, the shafa'a al-muthbata. Shafa'a al-muthbata, this is the one that is affirmed. And this is the shafa'a, the intercession that is sought from Allah. That is sought from Allah. And the ulama, they mentioned their conditions. And because Allah, He has mentioned in their book. And this is one condition here. لا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. That they do not intercede except for whoever Allah is pleased with. So this is the case. And then likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned, وَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And who can intercede with Him, with Allah Azza wa Jalla, except with His permission. So then this is the points here for the intercession to be affirmed and for the intercession to be proper, that it must be with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. It must be with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it must be for one that Allah is pleased with. And it must be for one that Allah is pleased with. Pleased with His speech and pleased with His action. Who are the ones that Allah is pleased with? The people of At-Tawheed. The people of Tawheed. So that means that there is no intercession on behalf of anyone except for with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah will not allow the intercession to occur except for somebody who is a person of Tawheed. Because Allah, He's not pleased with the people of Shirk, and He's not pleased with the people of disbelief. So this is the case. The two conditions, al-Ithn, wa-Ridha, li-Shafi' wal-Mashfu', that Allah is pleased. That He gives permission for the one that Allah is pleased with, the one who intercedes, and likewise He's pleased with the one who's being interceded for. He's pleased with the one who's been interceded for. There's a verse in the book of Allah that gathers both of these conditions. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَاتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. That verily, He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, How many angels are there in the heavens that their intercession does not benefit whatsoever, except after Allah gives His permission for whom He wills and for the one He's pleased with. So this is the evidence for the correct intercession, that is only with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if that's the case, then it must be sought from Allah alone. And the shafa'ah is from His dominion, and He owns it subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and is only for those people of tawheed. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.